Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Verse 20.
Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Now to God the Father be the glory
forever and ever. Amen.
Verse 21.
Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you.
Amen.
All the saints greet you, and especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let me begin by asking all the saints, how many of you have writing a message to the other saints.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right? Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the message, what do you put?
Grace be with you, right?
What others?
In Christ.
In Christ.
Amen. Right, in Christ.
So I really, in this chapter, we really learned what it means to be greeting the saints. It's amazing, you know, like how Paul would greet the saints.
Amen.
How he did? He greet the saints in verse 21 with all the things in verse 21.
Amen.
Which is, now our God the Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So that kind of greeting is not the greeting like with himself, you know, with his natural being, but greeting with the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the other part is, he greeting the saints in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I forgot everything.
I enjoy reading Spirit.
Amen.
So, the one thing that I enjoy
Amen.
In this book is he wrote the whole epistle, and he greeting the saint in a way that you have to read the whole epistle to understand
right.
how he greet the saints.
Amen. Amen.
He wants the saints to live in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
To magnify in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
To take Christ as a partner.
Amen.
To hold forward Christ.
Amen.
To count everything as lost.
Amen.
To lay hold.
Amen.
To do it all in Christ.
Amen.
That's the kind of greeting Paul wants us to know.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
So, when we write an email to the saint, I hope we all think about in Christ.
Amen.
This is how we do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anyways, verse 22, it says that all the saints greet you.
Right.
Especially those in Caesar's household.
Amen.
This verse is show that the saints were with him also. He's greeting to the saints that in Caesar's household, which is in the book it said, you know, Caesar's household, which means those who are the best guard in his household, those who are his family, his relative.
Right. Yeah.
So it shows there's a furtherance of the gospel.
Amen.
There's a lot of hope in Paul that, you know, the gospel would spread.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in Caesar's household.
Even in the Caesar household.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has members of Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Stop the gospel.
Amen. So verse 23, packed with a lot of meanings.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be with your
spirit.
Amen. So what is the grace?
Enjoyment.
Yeah. So the grace has three things.
Right.
The love of the Father.
Amen.
The grace as the course.
Amen.
And the Spirit as the flow.
Amen.
So all that in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Be with your Spirit.
Amen.
So how do you realize what's your Spirit? Sorry, that took too long.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have to exercise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Open your spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the conclusion.
Amen.